Hello. Mankind and its search for a place where all questions are answered, and all yearnings are satisfied. The so-called Arcadia, an earthly place of total happiness and love. In Greek mythology, the Sphinx is a figure which terrorizes humankind by keeping goal of a riddle. Even nowadays it seems to hide some treasures of huge importance for the understanding of the human race. Yes, I remember now. Dear girlfriends, in your carefree playfulness, to a joyful tune you are playing in the fields. And just like you, I lived in happy Arcady. I too, in the morning of my days, in these groves and fields tasted the short-lived joys. Love in my golden dreams, promised nothing but happiness. But what is it I found in these places of joy? A grave. Oedipus seems to solve its riddle on his way to Thebes, but not the one of his own existence, human existence and its human condition.
Всегда мечтаешь ты, а я так не в тебя, мне весело, когда я пение слышу. Ушком, по мостам, сочку, по калиновым носочкам. Я не спас. словно грусти темной. Я не люблю мечтать в тиши или на балконе ночью темной. Вздыхать из глубины души. Зачем вздыхать, когда счастлива?
Oh, Tania, Tania, you are always away with the fairies. And I am not like you. I am happy when I hear singing over the little bridge, over the wooden planks. I am not capable of languid sorrow. I don't you like dreaming in quiet. And on the balcony in the middle of the night. Sighing, sighing from the depth of my soul. Why should I sigh when my happy days are here? I am carefree and mischievous. Everybody considers me just a child. My life will always be dear to me. And I will remain forever as jaunty hope, playful, frolicsome, jolly. Immortality, artificial recreation as much as artificial intelligence are hardly any speculative future fantasies, but determine our longings of modern mankind. Getting past the human condition, would this lead to the fulfillment of all longings? Or will mankind find itself in an even harder earthly misfortune than does Oedipus in its myth? Or the voices that Tchaikovsky resurrects in his music. None but the lonely know my weary sorrow, alone and with despair, to greet the morrow. I in heaven est, O my Sean, boundless above me. Ah, far away from me is one doth love me. Alone and with despair, to greet the morrow. Alone and with despair, nor joy tomorrow. My heart grows still, a flame within consumes me. None but the lonely know my weary sorrow.
Was ich leid. trzy.